Welcome back to the Hot to Best Daily Pick Show here for Sunday, January 28th. Back with some more college basketball action here for today. I don't love anything for either of the conference championship games today, so no NFL action for today's card, but plenty of basketball still to go, even though it's not the 150-some games we had yesterday. Got a couple I like on today's card. We'll jump into that in a second, but speaking of Saturday's card, looking back over to that one, about halfway through it, a little over halfway through, currently sitting at 4-3 on the day, coming off that Butler win in the last game after being, you know, not scoring a single point in the first 7 minutes of the game. The double overtime win. Definitely a great win there to get us over the edge at the moment, but still got three tonight. We'll see how we finish up overall. As always, check the YouTube community tab with the link down below to see the full results for those ones. And if you haven't already joined the Discord server, hit that link down in the description as well. It is absolutely 100% free now, and it is the exclusive location to see my recommended unit size for all of these bets, as well as, you know, all the other great stuff that goes on over there. So if you haven't already click that link, if you're not already a part of the Discord server, click it down below, go get subscribed. I appreciate all you guys who are over there. Let's build a great community and let's get into today's show. Now we start today's show out in the American as North Texas takes on Florida Atlantic, two Conference USA former members going at it once again here in the American. And overall, two solid starts for both these teams in the American this season. FAU 6-1, North Texas 5-1. Obviously, both these teams had a lot of success a season ago. North Texas going and winning the NIT, Florida Atlantic obviously going to the Final Four. So no surprise that we see two good performances out of these two teams once again here this season. The model maybe not giving them a ton of love, especially on the FAU side of things, which, you know, for FAU, they did a really good job beating a lot of good teams during non-conference play, but certainly have had some close contests here in conference play. But it's undoubtable, you can't doubt the offense. I don't know how I'm trying to say that there, but the Florida Atlantic offense has obviously been very strong this season, shooting a 56.1 effective field goal percentage on the season, while North Texas hasn't shot the ball near as well, only a 50 effective field goal percentage on the year. Their defense has been remarkable, only giving up a 44.5 effective field goal percentage on the year. Florida Atlantic allowing a 49.6. Certainly going to be a great clash between the Florida Atlantic offense and the North Texas defense in this game. And we certainly saw a couple of great contests between these two teams a season ago. As far as the model goes for this one, does like Florida Atlantic at home, a 2.49 spread in their favor coming into this game. And as far as the books go, we opened at 10.5, has already come down pretty quickly to 9.5. Wish we could have got that opening number, just barely missing it there. But North Texas still plus 9.5, still a pretty big edge from the model here, 17.03%. And I do really like this North Texas team. Defensively, they are very, very good. Obviously, the key is to slow the game down, take the air out of the basketball a little bit, because they are the slowest team in the nation this season. And I think if they do that on the road in this game, they're going to keep this one close. Taking North Texas plus 9.5 against Florida Atlantic. And we hop over to the MAC for this second one as Manhattan takes on Niagara. Overall, it's a Manhattan team that has struggled this season. 351st overall coming to this game. Niagara is the 261st overall team here entering this one. I mean, for Manhattan, don't have a win since December 1st, which was their first conference game of the year. Overall, 1-7 in conference play, only 4 wins on the season. A team that has definitely struggled. And Niagara, on the other hand, has looked very good, especially since the turn of the year. Really, in conference play, have just been playing some very, very good basketball, including a great road win against this Manhattan team in their first meeting, a game that they won by 14 points. Defensively, sure, Niagara does still have some issues to deal with, but offensively, they've been a very strong team, especially from the perimeter, hitting 39.8% from three here this season. Manhattan, nowhere near as good of a three-point shooting team, only hitting 30.1%. Really, when Niagara is hot from the perimeter, it's a very, very tough team to slow down, very hard to beat them. And the model does like them quite a bit at home in this game, at 11.92 favorite coming into this one. As far as the sports books go for this one, we opened at 9.5, haven't moved yet. A 4.59% edge towards Niagara here coming into this game. Not the biggest edge in the world, certainly, but Niagara just does such a great job shooting the basketball. We obviously saw that in the first meeting against this Manhattan team, and Niagara's really just played very good at home and very good in conference play. I think here in this game, they get another big time win. I'm taking them minus 9.5 against Manhattan. Now that'll do it here for Sunday's show. And if you want to see more sports betting action for everything going on today, head over to hottipbets.com. Obviously, you can see matchups for all of the college basketball games today, the conference championships over in the NFL, NBA, NHL action being posted every single day, UFC and horse racing picks as well. So make sure you take a look at all of that. Also, follow the social links down below, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, to stay up to date with everything that's going on over there. As well as if you're watching here on YouTube, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell notification so you don't miss out on any future uploads. And like I said at the beginning, if you haven't already joined the Discord server, hit the link down below in the description. Go join us over there. Let me know what you think of Sunday's slate, and I will see you guys tomorrow.